AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Days before Sunday's referendum, a poll finds that a clear majority of Greeks, 74%, are in favor of Greece staying in the euro. Meanwhile, the lines to withdraw a few bucks from ATMs are again long throughout Greece. AP correspondent Elena Bekateros reports from Athens.
There's queues every day now at ATMs. Greeks are restricted to 60 euros withdrawals. Only in practice, that's become 50 euros because many of the ATMs don't have 20 euro notes.
A Wisconsin man is being detained in a mental health facility after authorities say he told a security guard he planned to kill President Obama. A warrant was issued yesterday for 55-year-old Brian Dutcher. The same day Obama was in La Crosse touting a proposal to make more workers eligible for overtime pay.
This is an issue of basic fairness. If you work longer, you work harder, you should get paid for it.
Authorities say a missing Phoenix area couple was killed and buried in the yard of a man who said he was high on meth at the time. The Pinell County Sheriff says Jose Valenzuela acknowledged killing the Correchias, whom he described as friends.
2-year relationship or friendship with Mike and Tina, and that he had said that they had been involved, engaged in drug use with one another. And the actual drug is methamphetamine.
The International Space Station crew is anxiously awaiting the arrival of a Russian cargo ship launched from Kazakhstan. Two other recent attempts at sending a cargo ship failed. NASA commentator Rob Navias says it should all arrive in a few days.
The Progress resupply vehicle will be opened Sunday morning. The crew not scheduled to begin unloading its cargo until early Monday morning.
Police down under say a shark bit a terrified surfer's board today near the Australian coastal town where another surfer was mauled a day earlier. This is AP Radio News. Hispanic leaders are warning of harm to Republican White House hopes unless the party's presidential contenders do more to condemn Donald Trump. More from AP political writer Steve Peoples.
Donald Trump is creating a nightmare scenario right now for the Republican Party, particularly with Hispanic voters.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
This is a party that's gone to great lengths to try to reach this Hispanic community, and Donald Trump, over the course of 2 weeks, has really set them back.
Trump's Miss USA pageant has been rescued by the Reels channel, which says it will air the contest next month. Well, there's lots to see at the movies this 4th of July weekend. Here's the AP's Jamie Fryer.
Magic Mike XXL has an early edge in the July 4th box office race. Terminator Genesis is running a close second in ticket sales, but both could trail Jurassic World when the holiday weekend is over.
Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.